进化的这种现象。
There is a phenomenon of macro evolution.
第二种叫做 micro evolution.
One is called micro evolution.
微小的细节里面有一些的演变的可能。
In some minute details, there's a possibility of evolution.
我先做一个结论，使你们开始思想。
I want to make a conclusion statement for you first, then you think.
Micro evolution 是不可能的。
Micro evolution is not possible.
Micro evolution 是可能。
Micro evolution is possible.
比如说
，For instance,
上帝创造狗。
God has created dog.
那狗是什么
？What's dog?
狗就是狗。
Dog is dog.
那么现在狗变成什么狗
？Now what kind of dog is becoming?
有哈巴狗。
哈巴狗。
有狼狗。
狼狗。
有野狗。
野狗。
有还有什么狗？啊？
哦，牧羊狗。
啊，牧羊狗啊，还有什么狗？还有这个很可怕的，凶的不得了，有丑陋的狗，有漂亮的狗，有长耳的狗，有短脚的狗，有狮狗。
And dogs of many, many different kinds.
我讲的狮子狗就是北京王宫才可以养，中国任何一个人养就是炸头的那种狗。
And this a 狮子狗 which is look like lion, which only be kept by the palace.
小小的
outside.
小小的
small.
头大大的
big head.
眼睛突突的
and bulging eyes.
这个叫做 picking geese.
Picking geese.
你们知道吗
？You know.
这个东西本来不可以离开紫禁城的。
Actually, it cannot leave the Forbidden City.
全世界只有皇帝可以养这个狗。
Only the king can raise.
哇，这个狗呢很可爱。
Lovable.
小小的，但像狮子一样。
Lovable, like a lion.
你看北京王宫面前那个狮子就是那种样子。
And you see Peking, the statue of the lion like that.
头大的不得了。
Big head.
但是傻里傻气，他每次要叩门。
Like a fool.
用头去叩。
And also you have to knock the door.
所以结果越叩越笨。
So the more you knock, the more stupid it is.
为什么呢
？Why?
因为他们眼睛都有毛病。
Because they have problem with the eyes.
他们看不超过半公尺。
They cannot see more than half a meter.
所以他不是用头叩门。
So they do not use the head to knock.
他们跑到碰到了门才知道门在这里。
But actually, run and knock against the door, then know the door is there.
这个狗粗小小的。
Very small.
毛长长的。
Long hair.
眼睛大大的。
Big eyes.
尾巴翘起来。
That's with a tail.
有一点像中国古代画的麒麟一样的。
Like a 麒麟。
哇，所以皇帝喜欢的不得了。
So this thing like it very.
现在这种狗连金龙不都很多了。
Even in Kerala.
你知道为什么
？This style dogs. Why?
八国联军打仗的时候。
At time when the nation coming together.
55天的时间。
In 55 days.
从天津。打到北京
，from 天津 they fight in to 北京，
一路烧
，they burn，
一路强奸中国的女人
，also rape the Chinese woman。
到了北京的时候呢
，so when they reach 北京，
皇帝的军队没有力应付
，and this military of this the king cannot hold to it anymore。
义和团乱打一场
，so the boxers also fought，
因为义和团说呢，我们有法术在身，所以呢。枪炮不能入我们的身体。
So the boxers thought that they got a magic with them, they gonna be killed by bullets.
一战就战败。
So but they easily defeated.
一打就打死。
Easily defeated and killed.
一枪就枪到后面去了。
So they were killed by the guns.
全部死光了。
All die.
所以呢，这个长驱直入，八国联军就把圆明园几天几夜把它烧成灰烬。
So without any opposition, they went and then they burned the 颐和园。
英国人。就是
圆明园，对不对？
圆明园，英国人就把这个北京的狮子狗，把它带到伦敦去，给它生养众多，就卖到全世界。
So the England they took this lion dog and then they propagated and sold a lot.
从此以后
，and henceforth，
对这种狗来说出人头地了。
And we know that this kind of dog has now become popular.
对中国王宫来说，永远不再拥有了。
But to the Chinese public, no more they possess it monopoly.
就是我顺便讲的小插曲。
That's a story for you.
那么，上帝造狗
，When God created dog,
起先造的时候
，Initially,
是造狼狗或者北京狗呢
？Did he create 狼狗 or Beijing?
是造的长发就哇哦，或者咕咕咕咕，这小小的呢
？And the one the big one is small in stature.
现在的狗多少种呢
？You know how many kind of dogs you have?
最少有480种。
At least 480.
然后都是狗。
All dogs.
你说，尖尖的也叫狗。
They say that with a sharp nose is called dog.
走脚长长也叫狗。
And those long-legged also called dog.
大概不是狗，是长颈狗。
May not be a dog, but a long
neck dog. 不是叫做狗，这个叫做是猫像狗。
May not be a dog, but a cat like a dog.
我告诉你，狗就是狗。
A dog is dog.
怎么知道呢
？How do you know?
狗只要跟狗结婚，就变成狗太太。
Because only the dog will marry to the dog.
狗跟狗结婚就生狗孩子。
And then they will get married and then they give birth to dogs.
无论狼狗、牧羊狗，无论大狗、无论小狗，只要狗就可以跟狗结婚。
No matter what a dog, as long as it's dog, it can marry.
那么变化就产生出来了。
Then there is this diversity.
越来越多种不同的狗出来了。
And there are different kind of dogs.
长毛的、短毛的、长颈的、矮颈的，这小脚的、大脚的，一大堆出来。
Where long hair, short hair, long legs, short legs, every different kind.
Micro evolution.
That's called microevolution.
那么狗变成猫有没有？没有。
Is it possible for dog to change to be cat?
猫变成猪有没有？没有。
Cat to be pigs? No.
猪变成牛有没有？没有。
To be cows? No.
牛变成马有没有？
And、
没有。
To be horse? No.
啊，那个 macro evolution 是没有的。
And there's no macro evolution.
啊，请你注意听下面的话。
So pay attention to this.
为什么没有 macro evolution?
Why is it there's no something called macro evolution?
创世纪用四个字锁定这个事情。
And the Genesis used only four words to fix this.
什么事啊？
What's that?
各从其类。
Each according to its kind.
大家说。
各从其类。
摩西大概偷听人家对他说大卫要搞鬼了。
And Moses probably heard that Darwin wanted to cause some confusion.
Moses 说不行不行。
Moses said no, 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 no.
我先把这四个字写下去，你不可以乱来。
I must write this forward first so that it may not cause confusion among men.
摩西写什么呢？
What did he write?
上帝就按照他的智慧造了这些各从其类，各从其类，各从其类，各从其类。他一共写了四次。
God created all these things according to His kind, according to His kind, according to His kind, 10 times.
所以这个字出现 after its kind, after its kind, after its kind was continuously repeated, 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 and repeated again until 10 times.
那么各从其类呢？这个被重复了十次。
这什么意思呢？
不明白的。
神造
God creates
不能变成另外一类。
It cannot be changed in another.
在同一个范围里面
，within the same realm，
同一个类里面
，within the same species
产生变化。
When it changes，
是有的
，it's possible。
从一个类变成另外一类是没有的。
But from one kind to be changed to another kind is not possible。
圣经在第一章就写这种话。
In the first chapter of the book of the Bible is written this thing。
天下没有另外一本书有这样的描写。
There's no other book in the whole world will write in this manner.
可兰经没这个东西。
Quran never write that.
孔子的书没这个东西。
Confucius book never write that.
佛经没这个东西。
And the Buddha's scripture also never write that.
印度的奥义书没这个东西。
Also the this Hinduism also never write that.
希腊的哲学没这个东西。
The Greek philosophy never write that.
全世界只有一本书就是圣经。
In the whole world there's only one book, the Bible.
上帝说。
God said.
各从其类。
It after its own kind.
好，我们大家都愿意分门别类。
So we want to have different kinds.
我们也很愿意归门归类。
We also want to divide into factions.
所以我们看猫走的时候像豹一样。
So when this is a cat walking like a panda.
因为它形象差不多一样。
Because they look like the same.
所以你说猫是小豹，豹是大猫。
So you say cat is a small panda and panda is a big cat.
所以英国人叫做 cat family.
And in England, they call cat families.
它不是 jaguar family.
Not jaguar family.
它不是其他 family.
Not 其他 family.
它也不是这个是这一个这个这个吧，它就 tiger family.
And do you want to say it's a tiger family?
Cat family.
Cat family.
所以这个一个大类。
So it's a cat family.
那么这个里面呢
？So within this family,
还有很多不同的地方。
And different things.
好，还有这个狗跟狼差不多一样的。
And also this wolf and dog quite the same.
所以这样，大文一生就做两个工作。
So Darwin in whole life has done two things.
第一个工作是什么
？The first.
怎样把动物跟植物分门别类
？And also classify the plants and the animals.
有科、有目、有树、有种、有类，这样的一个一个把它分出来，把它。归类出来
，and according to the family, the species, and different kind of it.
这样的
，and then
就达尔文为了几十万种的动物，几百万种的植物，他做了分门别类的大工作。这是第一个。
For these thousands of different animals and plants,
hundreds
of thousands,
millions of plants
in the classification.
他把它 classify。
Classify them.
把它分门别类
Classify them.
这是伟大的工作
This is a great job.
我们不能把达尔文一两句要把它打到地狱里面去
We cannot simply just brush it aside with one or two things.
科学方法论归纳的东西是有很多的辛苦很多的这个血汗做出
From the scientific method he has done and labored a lot.
所以这是达尔文做的一件大工作
This is one great job that he has done, David.
达尔文做的第二个工作是什么？
Darwin the second great job he has done.
他说这一类是可以变成那一类。
He say from this kind it can be changed to that kind.
那一类又可以演化变成那一类。
And that kind can evolve to another kind.
所以他做了两个工作。
He has done two jobs.
分门别类的工作是科学。
Classification is science.
演化方法是哲学。
Evolution is philosophy.
所以我告诉你，达尔文的进化论不是纯科学。
So Darwin's evolution is not pure science.
达尔文的进化论是用哲学方法来研讨所谓的生物学的科学。
Darwin's kind of evolution is actually philosophical method trying to study about a change of kind.
这个理论一发表出来的时候
，When this was being published，
马上惊天动地
，Actually it shook the whole world，
引起骚乱
，And also around
全世界产生很激烈的反应
，The whole world had a very great reaction。
喜欢的人拍手叫绝
，Those who like it applaud very much。
不喜欢的人恨之入骨
，Those who like it hate it very much。
伦敦就产生了一个大辩论
，So in London there's a great debate。
有一个教会的领袖召集人来，把他大骂一顿。把这些赞成进化的人，他给他们讲的一文不值。
So the church leader in London called a meeting and scolded these people.
但是达尔文下面的人不是省油的灯哦。
For the, those who follow Darwin are not the one who have no knowledge.
他们不是没有知识胡说乱言的人。
They are not the one who doesn't have any knowledge at all.
所以这个圣公会这个主教跟这个进化论的学者一辩论的时候，下面的人看得清清楚楚，这个牧师乱讲。不都不懂乱讲啊！这个进化论讲的头头是道，一点都不紧张，很冷静的攻就守，守再攻。结果呢，这个教会领袖用讥笑、用轻看的态度来对待这些科学家。
So when this Anglican Archbishop and this evolutionary scientist they debate together, they see that this Anglican Archbishop is not the one who is knowledgeable, and yet he did not debate well.
以后产生了一个很。不好的果效
So produces a very bad result.
原来教会都是乱来的
That the church never studied properly.
又不研究只懂得轻看反对他的人
They never study and only despise those oppose them.
这些牧师是不修无术的
And these pastors are not learned people.
只因为爱主人家一反对就是第一来的才死
They thought that they love the God those who oppose them are coming from hell.
所以知识分子更痛恨
So all the more the intellect hate the church.
有学问的人更轻看圣经。
And those who are learned despise all the more the Bible.
基督徒的孩子就离开礼拜堂。
So the children of those Christians leave the church.
许多的学者认为应当为真理辩护，不要受教会约束。
So many of the scholars say when to defend the truth and not to be bound by the church.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
，So my dear brothers and sisters,
经过这147年。
After 147 years,
1859到2006
from 1859 to 2006,
教会受了太大的亏损。
The church has suffered so much.
但很少教会的领袖明白。
But very few of the church really realize.
有一些教会的领袖以为多拿一个博士就给人家看中，但他们还是不修无术。
Some church leader thought that they got a doctorate and then they be esteemed by people, yet they are not learned at all.
到了20世纪中叶的时候
，So when I come to mid 20th century,
共产党如日中天
，So the communists come to be very popular.
他们就用进化论做他们的宇宙观的理论基础。
So they use evolution as the foundation of the worldview.
这用他的唯物解释作为社会演进的这个唯一的方法。
So with a materialistic interpretation, they use also that with a dialectical method of the society.
把自己定位是先进的科学的这个人物。
They self-position themselves as the pioneer of science.
把宗教定位为迷信、迷惑、愚弄百姓的那些邪恶的那些。
And positioning also the religion as someone that try to are evil and try to confuse the people.
就讲这样的时期中间
，and in this time，
我要决定我要不要信主。
I then have to decide whether I will be.
我告诉你，我跟很多传道人不同的地方。
The difference of myself and many preachers.
我不是搞一两个神学学位，随便讲讲道来对你说话。
I'm not just to get one or two theological degree and simply preach to you.
在艰苦的岁月里面奋斗。挣扎很痛苦的经历心理思想 在社会的革命潮流中间怎样去明白真理。
It was in difficult time. I struggled myself in the tide of those opposing tide to the church. I want to think about what belief is.
我再说。
Once again.
不是因为我是基督徒，所以基督教一定是对的。
Not because I'm a Christian and that's why Christianity is true.
相反的，因为基督教是真理，所以我变成基督徒。
On the reverse, it is because Christianity is the truth and that's why I turn to be a Christian.
那么经过哥本尼跟大文两次刷新世界的知识观的时候
，And after the Copernicus and also Isaac Newton, Darwin that changed the whole thinking pattern of the world.
你怎样还能相信基督教是
？How can you still believe that Christianity is true?
这是难乎其难的事。
That's so difficult.
所以当我年轻的时候。
So when I was young,
我把我的困难告诉牧师
when I told my difficulty to my pastor,
我把我的问题提出来
and bring to them my question,
牧师的回答是什么呢
You know what's the answer of the pastor?
撒旦退去
Satan, go away
你要相信不要怀疑
You must be believed, don't be doubtful
不要给魔鬼留地步
Don't make a room for Satan
撒旦退去
Satan, go away
我看来看去看不到撒旦去
I look around, there's no Satan
只有看到我自己
I saw myself
莫非他盼望我离开教会免得他麻烦吗
That you hope that I leave the church so that you will not be troubled.
我告诉你
I tell you,
我几乎真的离开教会
And I almost left the church.
那一些日子
Those days.
我如果真正决定离开教会，今天基隆坡就没有这个讲座。
If I truly decide to leave the church, then there's no such meeting in Kuala Lumpur.
我相信我活在世界上。
I believe that when I live in the world,
是为你们神把我造成这样的。
That it is because of you that God created me in this manner.
为了这个时代，神给我经历这些的步骤。
For this age, God has made me gone through all these things.
我绝对不是用开玩笑的态度对你们讲起这些圣经的难题。
It is not with the attitude of joking and kidding. I talk about this topic.
我也无论如何不准你用开玩笑的态度来回应我对你们。
No matter what, I do not want you to adopt an attitude of joking and kidding to respond to this talk.
现在主你，请你注意听下面的话。
And pay attention to what I'm going to say.
哥本尼所讲的是对的。
And what Copernicus said is right.
但是人把它当作错了。
But men thought that it is wrong.
大文讲的是错的。
What Darwin deemed as thought is wrong.
但是人把它当作对的。
But people deemed him as right.
现在都混乱不清。
Now it is so confused now.
这个世界已经没有人怀疑地球是绕太阳。
The world, no more already people doubt that this the earth move around the sun.
这是实实在在的铁证。
Because that is a fact, iron fact.
今天也没有一个教会的领袖坚持一定要相信是太阳绕地球。
And also, there is no church leader who strongly believes that it's the sun that moves orbit around the earth.
因为他们错误的解经已经站不住脚。
Because their wrong interpretation cannot no more be cannot more stand up to the truth.
圣经因为教皇的固执就倒了吗？
The Bible, would it because of the obstination of the Pope that it fell?
基督教的信仰因为教会的错误判断就已经被淘汰掉了。
Christian faith, would it because wrong interpretation of these people that it will renounce?
不是的
，No,
绝对不是的
，Absolutely not.
所以我们要很严肃地看待真理的问题。
So very solemnly, when it deem with what is true.
当哥本尼说地球绕太阳的时候
，When Copernicus he said that it is the earth that move around the sun.
教皇不是马上就逼迫他。
The Pope did not actually persecute him immediately.
那是有一些曾经历任的教皇曾经很害怕，可能他是讲对了，是我们教会讲错了。
And it was actually some of these people were afraid that maybe he's right and the church could be wrong.
但是这个不过是可能，不是个一定的事情，所以我们不能马上去接受嘛。我们谨慎行事。结果过了几百年以后，天主教教皇承认是教会错了。
But they will say that it is only a possibility. We cannot actually embrace it so fast. So after this long period of time, the Pope of the Catholic Church said that they are wrong.
但是三百年以后。
After 300 years,
达尔文讲的进化论本来就是错的。
Darwin he taught evolution which is actually wrong.
因为历史上曾经有哥本尼的这个天文学的科学革命的先例。
But because there's a precedent in the church history of this Copernican revolution,
所以很多人讲科学的一定对的，不必多讲，一定是教会错的，我们就跟着科学走。 我们不必再管教会，反对不
可。A lot of people then deem that the church must be wrong, so that we not want to follow the church, want to follow scientists.
这147年来
，So for this 147 years,
是不是教会的领袖承认圣经错是进化才对？
Is it the church leader affirm that the church is wrong? This evolution is right?
是不是科学一步一步证明达尔文讲的完全是对的
？Is this science slowly prove that what Darwin says is right?
刚好翻过来。
But it's the reverse.
你注意听下面几句话。
And pay attention to this statement.
进化论的思想。
The thinking of evolution.
经过一百多年。
After this 100 years.
已经越来越受不了考验。
More and more, it cannot stand up to test.
有很多的理论证明达尔文的学说是错的。
Many of these theory prove that what Darwin said is wrong.
一百多年来
，for this 100 years,
创造论受的攻击，现在没有办法把创造论打下来。
Even though creationism has been attacked for so many years, but it cannot be totally defeated.
因为越来越多的科学发现创造的可能性。是比进化的可能性远远更超过的。
Because many of these scientific discoveries find that it is even more possible called creationism rather than evolution.
所以教会的领袖就持了三种办法。
So the church leader has three stands.
第一种的教会领袖
，The first church leader.
算了，不要吵了，就向进化论低头吧。
You see, don't quarrel anymore. We bow to evolution.
一切的一切是演化的。
Everything is evolved.
演化的。真正的原则是什么呢
？Then what's the true principle of evolution?
就是适者生存，不适从者淘汰。
The survival of the fittest and also the selection of the weakest have been renounced.
这个叫做弱肉强食，适者生存的自然律。
That's the strong one will take away the weak one, and the strong one will continue to abide.
这个叫做天演说说。
That's called natural selection.
Natural selection.Theory,
natural selection theory.
所以你是强的
，you're strong.
你一定传下去
，of course you continue.
你是弱的
，you're weak.
一定被淘汰掉
，you will be cut away.
用这个办法
，you need this method.
生存才能继续
，then survival can continue.
更好的才能产生
，and the better one can be produced.
这是第一种方法
，that's the first way.
那有一些传道人算了，就让这个理论作为我们的解释大自然的钥匙。不必辩论了，进化论就是对的。
So some of this present, no debate anymore. We have to accept that evolution is right.
就是教会的第一种回应。
So the first response coming from the church.
第二种的回应是什么
？The second,
是有进化。
There is evolution.
不过进化的可能是因为上帝许可的。
But there's a possibility of evolution because God allows it.
所以连进化的方法都是上帝造出来。创造万有用的方法。
So even evolution is a method after creation of God.
这个叫做 theistic evolution.
这个神本的这个进化论。
有上帝引爆的进化。
Theistic evolution.
是上帝计划的进化。
It is a God planned evolution.
上帝许可的进化。
God allowed evolution.
上帝是用进化的办法创造了天下一切的东西。
It is God who used a method of evolution to create all things in the world.
这是第二种的教会领袖的回应。
This is a response from a second kind of church leader.
第三种教会领袖的回应。
The third kind of church leader's response.
不是如此。
Not so.
神是创造者。
That God is a creator.
是许可同类之间有一些的变化。
God allows that within the same family and kind there is evolution.
根本没有许可，也没有计划异类之间的进化。
But God now allowed in different families and also the species that is an inter-evolution.
那我们来问，请问李博士，你是哪一种
？I want to ask which kind you believe.
我问你啊。
That kind.
第三种。你问王牧师，你第几种啊？第三种。
Reverend Tong.
唐牧师，你第几种啊
？Reverend Tong, which kind?
第三种。
The third.
为什么有第一种
？Why the first kind？
那是不敬畏上帝。
Because those are not God。
不相信神性。
Those do not believe in God。
只相信圣经不过是道德教导的书的。
Only that the Bible is a book of morality。
他们就随便放弃了创造论，放弃了神的主权。
So they simply renounce sovereignty of God, simply renounce the creation of God。
第二种的回应是哪一种人
？The second response, who are those？
那是很怕 重复教皇 people go beneath 的那种错误的人。
They are afraid that they repeated also the persecution of the church to scientists.
他们自己不懂科学。
They did not know about science.
所以他们想，如果我们不懂又一头科学，我们会重复过去的那种错事。
He said that if we do not know and then we want to say science is wrong, maybe we repeat what the church persecuting the scientists.
可能上帝真正是用进化的办法来创造万有的。
Maybe God truly used evolution method to create all things.
反正圣经没有清楚告诉我们。
Since the Bible never tells us.
以后到见主面才问他好。
Then we ask him when we see him in the future.
现在就让产生进化论的创造成为有神创造，我们去同意他就好。
And we also agree with theistic evolution. They say
我们不是那种的。
Not with us.
我们相信神的创造。
We believe God's creation.
是他 distinctively.Invent, innovative action.
神特别的创意性的这个行动
是他自己的创新。
His own initiative.
他自己的智慧。
His own wisdom.
从无变有的创造。
And create ex nihilo.
那今天我们继续再讲一些。
Today, when I condense some more.
在进化论中间遇到的困难是什么呢？
What are the difficulties in evolution?
我想今天我不能讲完了。
We cannot finish now.
那我可能在一下子就结束了。
Maybe I'll make conclusion afterwards.
下一次是第三月13号。
On the 13th of March, that's the next time.
第四次讲这个难题。
And that's the fourth time I'm going to present this.
要做一个结束。
Then make conclusion.
可能就印成一个小册子出来。
Then maybe print a small book.
进化论遇到什么困难？
Evolution, what kind of difficulty they confront?
进化论遇到自己的理论太过大胆所带来的困难。
Because they're too bold in making supposition.
为什么呢？
Why?
因为当你讲进化的时候，
When they say evolve,
你一定要赞成变的哲学。
You must actually embrace the philosophy of change.
The philosophy of becoming.
Becoming.
Philosophy of change.
变的哲学，
这个是希腊哲学里面两派中间不可以逃避的其中一派。
This is one of the group of the two group of Greek philosophy that you cannot run away from.
Between the philosophy of being and philosophy of becoming.
Philosophy of being and becoming.
这个本来是这样的吗？
Is it in origin so?
为什么会这样？
Why say it is so?
本来这样的。
Origin is so.
什么叫本来？
What originally?
那就是本来嘛。
Originally.
什么时候开始本来？
When did it begin originally?
永远到永远本来这样。
From eternity to eternity, that's so.
如果你赞成物质的存有，
If you believe on the philosophy of being,
是永恒的缘由，
That is eternal being.
在永恒开始到你现在接触到的时候，
From eternity until now you encounter it,
它没有变化，
It never changes.
它本来就是这样的话，
Originally so.
那这个就是你相信 the philosophy of being.
Which means you believe in the philosophy of being.
你说不会啦。
No.
从前大概不是这样的。
In the past, maybe not so.
现在慢慢圆起来了。
Now story is rounder.
这个山这么圆。
And this mountain is so round.
那边的山的石头那么尖。
And that mountain is so sharp.
因为这个一定几万年风吹雨打，把那个尖的石头把它削平了，现在变成圆的啦。
It must be millions of years it has been weathered.
你看这个石头这么圆。
So this stone is so round.
另外一石头这么尖。
And that one is so sharp.
这个画来画去可以推拿。
And this one actually would help you to massage.
另外一个呢可以刮皮。
And they want to hurt you.
可以使你流血。
Would inject you.
这一定不一样的。
It's
the same one. 怎么会圆呢？
How can it be rounded?
动物跑来跑去，走来走去，结果它越来越圆了。
Because the animal move, keep moving, and there's a rubber, and then it become rounded.
水一直冲，一直冲，把这尖的地方都把它冲掉了。
And the water keep washing in, and then it's being rounded now.
后来它撞来撞去，一直滚来滚去，结果滚圆了。
And it roll by itself, and then rounded now.
变成的这个呢，一定是爆炸火山爆炸脆碎的时候脆出一个尖的东西。
And this must be explosion coming from a volcano, and then there is a shock.
所以希腊哲学
Greek philosophy
就提到两种
bring about two.
你相信万有本来是这样的吗？
If that all things are in the soul,
或者你相信万有是演变变成这样的？
Or all things are evolving.
那么相信 philosophy becoming 的。最重要的一个人是 Heraclitus.
Heraclitus is the great philosopher who believes in this.
相信一切都没有改变的最重要的一个人是 Zeno.
Zeno is the one that believes in change.
今天我不教哲学了哈，我
们跟着
哲
学，
我不深入的研究了。那么在中国历史中间有一本书叫做《易经》。
In Chinese, there's a book called the Book of Change.
易什么意思啊？
不是白
易很容易，就是容易叫做易。不是的。
No.
易是变换。
意名 change，
意思改变
，to change。
所以呢，我们做生意叫做贸易，换来换去。
So this trading means we exchange.
Change.
Exchange.
易经是什么？
The book of change.
易经就是万物变化原理的经书，叫做易经。
And that is the classic for the principle of all change in the world.
换句话说，连孔子都盼望多五年圣年留在世界上，可以好好读易经。他的观念相信变化是可能的。
Even Confucius hope that they give him 5 or 10 years more so that he can study the Bible change well.
孔子说：“家我五十，最修易，庶可免大祸也。”
And Confucius said, "Give me 5 or 10 years more so that I can study the Bible change. I will not have great difficulties and troubles."
中国人的《易经》里面就用一个原理叫做八卦，八卦。
And so in Chinese, that this the book of change called 八卦
来解释宇宙的一切的一切都是变化无穷无尽产生的现象。
So that the phenomena of the world is that it comes from all changes.
所以呢，进化论就走了这条路。
So evolution walk in this path.
那基督徒怎么看这个事情
？The Christian, how do you view this?
有没有变化的事情呢
？Is that thing that change?
有。
Yes.
有没有不变化的事情呢
？Thing that don't change?
有。
Yes.
变化跟变化中间的关系是什么呢
？What's the relationship thing that does not change and thing that change？
回到传道书的时候
，So when it comes to the book,
你看日光之下一切都在变化。
So under the sun, everything changes。
然后你在圣经看到这上帝是没有转动的。
And then you see that God is the one that never changes。
进化论相信一切是变化的。
Evolution believes that everything changes。
但进化论没有办法解释产生这些变化的。背后的动力是什么
？But evolution cannot explain why is the motivational force behind all the changes.
因为接受进化论就先接受整个物体是在自然力的控制之下。
Because those believe in evolution would first have to believe that in all things they change with the natural physical laws.
自然的 natural law， 自然力从那里来的，没办法。
But where comes the natural law? They cannot explain.
那进化论还有很多很多的困难。
Evolution also have a lot of difficulties.
我们下一次的时候
，next time when we come，
给你们提出来。
We'll bring it to you.
现在我这个结束，我告诉你。
Make a conclusion.
原来进化论不是达尔文开始的。
Evolution actually does not begin with Darwin.
达尔文以前2450年
2450 years before Darwin.
第一个感到宇宙的一切是从原先的一个元素变化成万有的。
And the one who first believed that all things in this world come from only one single element.
那叫做 ultimate.
The ultimate
reality.
Reality.
那终极性的实体。
The ultimate reality.
这个人是谁呢
？Who is this man?
这个是 Thales.
Thales.
T H A L E S.
Thales.
这个人聪明到一个地步。
And he was so intelligent.
他可以对大家说。
He could tell people.
某某年5月26号
May 26th,
你们看天上
You look at the heaven
太阳会变成黑色的
And the sun will change dark
神经病
How can it be?
就黑裤子才是黑色的
Only the trousers are black
哪里太阳是黑色的
How can the sun be black?
我告诉你
I tell you
某年某月某日
Such a year, such a day
太阳会变成黑色
And the sun will change to be black
或者那些人一面骂他一面记得他
On one hand, people scolded him. On the other hand, they remember this.
我不大记得是几年，大概主前583年吧。
About 583 BC.
如果我没有记错，是5月26号。
If I remember correctly, May 26th.
那么他们就注意了。
And they pay attention.
到了那一天的时候
，So on that day,
哎，真的太阳变成黑
，Truly the sun changed to be dark.
全地变成暗的
，The whole world was dim.
这个人太厉害了。
This man was so intelligent.
孔明可以借东风，他可以遮太阳。
孔明 can borrow the sun, wind, he can block the sun.
他们从这里神经病。
You said you must be mentally wrong.
你乱讲一点。
You simply preach anything they want.
现在他们说什么
？And what they say?
你是不是神呐、啊、
？Are you God?
你是不是神经？你是神明。
You are not mentally wrong. You are God.
你这么厉害。
Yes, so good. Why?
他已经从观察现象。找出日食的日子出来。
So from the observation, he already found the rule of the eclipse of the sun.
The eclipse of sun.
这是
这人类历史第一次。
It's the first time.
这个 Thales.
Thales.
他说一切一切最原本的实体就是一个字水 water.
The ultimate reality of all things and all things is water.
一切的从水变成空。
All things come from water.
水冷的时候变成冰，水热的时候变成气。
So when water become cold, become the ice, and also heated, become the vapor.
所以就变化无常，其实都是同样一个东西。
It changes and changes, but come from one same thing.
他的理论是很深的。
His theory is deep.
他的留下来的大概只有七片写他所讲过的话。
Only seven fragments is left behind for us.
他有一个学生。
He has a student.
叫做 Anaximander.
Anaximander.
在一个学生。
And also another student.
Anaximander.
Anaximander.
在很多的学生。
And many students.
一直传下去。
And coming.
结果呢，变化的规律就变成宇宙的原理。
So the rule of change became the principle of nature.
我今天讲到这个地方。
And I will stop here.
因为变化是可能的。
Because change is possible.
所以两千多年以后。
So after more than 2000 years.
达尔文就用这种观念放在生物学上。这个变那个，那个变那个，变来变去是可能的。
Darwin used this thing to apply to the world, and they say that from this to change to that, it is possible.
很可惜的。
But pitifully,
达尔文1859年写《进化论》的那本书，到现在还没有一只猫变成一只狗。
In 1859, since he had written that book, not even a single cat was changed to a dog.
这个过去有进化的变。现在是没有的。
那
怎么讲
？That is the evolution change, but now no.
所以进化论自己遇到的困难不是太简单。
So evolution, the difficulty they face themselves is not difficult. Not easy.
下一堂。
The next
两个礼拜以后。
And 2 weeks later.
我们从化石。
We're saying fossils.
地球的年龄。
As the age of Earth.
文化的演进。
And the evolution of culture.
染色体的数目。
And also the chromosome
number. 类别的配合。
Also the interspecies,
很多很有趣的事情。
Many interesting things.
来看
，We look at
不是进化
，not evolution，
而是创造
，but creation。
我们低头祷告
，Let's bow our head。
感谢上帝，你的话很难懂，但是你的话安定在天，直到永远没有改变。所以我们看见世界近代历史中间一些的科学、天文学、物理学。生物学有许多对你真理的攻击，但是主你的话安定在天，永不动摇。天地会去，你的话一点一滴没有会去。所以我们感谢你，虽然你许多人写出了许多的东西，企图要显明你的真理是假的，但是他们一一显出自己的羞愧，显出自己的漏洞，显出自己。所没有办法弥补的空洞，若求主帮助我们，给我们这些的聚会不是空空的过去，我们对这样重要的题目不是轻描淡写随意的把它束缚了，我们乃是认真的对主的主啊，求你光照我们的心，引导我们的思想，纠正我们的观念，把我们带回你的怀抱里面。你的仆人感谢你这一生你怎样带领他，你又给他这样的负担，把你征到川江去。求主赐福给我们全球各地的知识分子，各地的华人，可以在主你面前用谦卑的心领受你永不改变的真理，肯给我们从万变的世界中间看成你的不变的真理，你创造的万有，你启示的圣经是永远可信靠的。主啊，你说这是十分可信的，是十分可佩服的，就是给我们能够很相信，很谦虚的，很有追求，很有渴慕的，从其中吸收主你自己的教导，吸收你永不改变的训诲，好叫我们的信仰有根有基，建立在磐石的上面。主啊，听我们的祷告。有哪一个人说主啊？